with your new vehicle. How easy. Shop and schedule service from the comfort of your home at jackingramvolkswagen.com. You know why? Because it's time to love what you drive. It's also time to listen to Joey. I'll see you this afternoon at 3.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Coosada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. A police reform bill written by Democrats passes, with most Republicans opposed to making it easier to sue police officers. That'll make it impossible to pass in the Senate.
The George Floyd Justice and Policing Act passed on a 236-181 vote, with three Republicans voting with Democrats. The legislation would also ban chokeholds, end no-knock warrants in federal drug cases, and create a federal database tracking problem officers.
Fox's Rachel Sutherland. Three members of a family fishing are swept off a cliff by a wave in Southern California.
Ventura County Fire responding to 911 calls yesterday afternoon.
We were able to do a rapid search of the water, and we were able to rescue all three out of the water. However, they were fatally injured.
Fire Captain Brian McGrath says all three died at the scene.
Fox's Carmen Roberts. America's listening to Fox News.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Riverside Chevrolet Wetumpka. If it's Chevy, it's Riverside. Best price, best selection. Check them out on the web at riversideusa.net.
Well, today, if you're going to be watching the radar on our weather app, you'll see fewer storms than the last few days because radar has been busy this week. But there'll still be storms out there, just not as many to go around. Widely scattered afternoon and evening storms, still some heavy downpours, high 91, low 72. But today, some towns will get skipped. Tomorrow, scattered showers and thunderstorms. I had to go up on the Saturday rain chance. We were optimistic earlier in the week, but there's been a change, a little disturbance coming in. A couple of stronger storms possible tomorrow with a high around 90. More afternoon and evening storms on Sunday. Right now this morning, 77 degrees, mostly calm winds, and a lot of humidity at 9:05. Happy Friday.
Happy Friday!
Happy Friday!
Yay!
Hey!
How you doing?
I'm doing good. Jim, it's been a long week. Did it seem like a long week to you? Because it did to me.
No,
it didn't.
It's been a week already. Today's Friday.
Yeah. So because it's been a busy weather week. That's why it seemed like.
Yeah, you have a little more on your plate.
Yeah,
right.
Exactly.
Well, and this isn't like the type of storms that are easily tracked. I've noticed that they'll just pop out of nowhere, right?
And they've been coming in clusters. Did you see the picture from?
Yeah. What a cluster.
Yeah. What the Sahara dust did yesterday up in. I don't know where.
No,
where
is it? What did it do?
It's on my Instagram. Let's see if I can find it real quick. Anyway, it was spectacular sunsets because of the Sahara dust, and hopefully we're going to see that spectacular sunset here today if the storms cooperate. Yeah. So, I mean, just unbelievable color.
Your light got fixed.
Yeah, it happened yesterday.
It's fixed now.
Yeah.
You see it not flickering anymore?
No longer strobing.
It's driving me crazy.
Yeah. That's why we were turning it off.
Yeah, exactly. Well, anyway, so hopefully we'll see a good sunset.
Big plans for the weekend?
Not any, really. Somebody invited me to a party on Lake Martin, but I don't know. You know, there's going to be some storms around it.
Right.
I don't know if I'm going to do that.
Right. Well, I mean, who wouldn't want Rich Thomas at their party? Well,
that's true, though.
And then if there's going to be storms around, who wouldn't want a great weatherman at the party?
I mean, and if it's the end of the world, you might as well. You know,
right. I want a weatherman there, and it happened to be Rich Thomas. That's like bonus.
Well, if you wake up tomorrow and the sky is purple, go to the party.
Yeah.
There is.
Exactly.
You're going to take care of the dog for me?
Oh, sure. Yeah. No, but I might be at the party, too. Who knows?
All right, guys. Have a good one. Enjoy Friday.
You too, Rich.
You too. Does that look like a...
It looks like a horse, yes.
A horse, yeah.
Horse. With an S.
Thank you.
All right, folks. See ya.
See you, Rich.
Hey, Eddie.
How you doing, Joey?
I'm all right. Ready to start the show here in a second?
Yeah. It's Friday. We're going to have fun Friday?
We're going to try.
Okay.
We're going to try. I mean, we're supposed to be a news talk station, so if we cover the news, it's not going to be fun.
Well, then we can cover some funny news, because there's lots of funny news out there.
We'll try.
All right.
All right, news and views begins in mere moments.
We're redesigning financial freedom at CBNS Bank. Make purchases at participating stores and restaurants using your CBNS Bank debit card through your mobile device with Mobile Wallet. Charges and fees may apply from your cellular service provider. Contact your service provider for information. Member FDIC.
News Network, I'm Andrew James. A Crenshaw County woman is accused of intentionally running over another woman at a car wash. Authorities say 20-year-old Jasmine Odom ran over 18-year-old Faith Alexander after an argument at the Bulldog Car Wash in Andalusia last Thursday. Alexander was hospitalized with minor injuries. Ibrahim Yazid, the man awaiting trial for the kidnapping and murder of Anaya Blanchard, is now facing another murder charge. Yazid faces murder and attempted murder charges for a 2018 shooting on Maxwell Boulevard near the Salvation Army. And a $1.4 million project was approved to help improve four Elmore County intersections along Highway 14. The intersections are located at Coosada Parkway, Ingram Road, Oak Tree Road, and at Cobbs Ford Road and the Alabama River Parkway. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
Sounds like a job for AC.
It's Christmas in July, and when you turn to the experts at AC by LaCroix, they have presents for you. Choose between a free Yeti cooler, a free Wi-Fi thermostat, or a free air cleaner. Purchase a new carrier system and have your pick. Also get 0% financing with approved credit on new carrier systems. ACByLaCroix.com. License number 84417.
Sounds like a job for AC.
Independent Glass has been your one-stop shop for all things glass since 1978. They offer a full range of architectural products, and they're armed with the knowledge and expertise to get even the most demanding job done, big or small. Attention to detail, 24-hour replacement services, and their uncompromising commitment to excellence is why Montgomery's first choice for all things glass is Independent Glass. Call them today at 263-2823 and learn more about what they can do for you at independentglassco.com.
Celebrate the 4th of July from the comfort of home and save on must-haves during Kohl's Friends and Family Sale. This Thursday through Sunday, take an extra 20% off festive tops for the family, patio furniture, and get 10% off outdoor toys. Plus, get Kohl's cash. Plus, limited contact store drive-up. Shop Kohl's and Kohl's.com. Offers valid June 25th through 28th. 20% off with promo code FAMILYSHOP. 10% off toys, offers, and coupons do not apply. Select styles. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
Liberty Mutual Insurance Company helps you customize your home insurance so you only pay for what you need. Unlike things you paid for you didn't need, like that much-needed 125-inch flat-screen TV.
It's hurting my eyes a lot.
For your 100-square-foot bedroom.
My neck isn't so much stiff as it's completely stuck.
With Liberty Mutual, get customized home insurance so you only pay for what you need.
Uh-oh, I'm seeing color splotches.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Only pay for what you need at libertymutual.com.
Have you heard about those guys on the Health and Wealth Show?
Hide your wives and daughters. Hide the groceries, too.
Well, they're not that bad, but they are on the radio 6 until 7 weekday evenings on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
It's time for news and views from 9 till noon, Montgomery's conversational radio show. To join the conversation, call 272-9228. It's news and views from 9 till noon, only on News Talk 93.1 FM.
News and views from 9 till noon. The song makes me like undulate like Joe Cocker up on stage. I don't know what the deal is.
You have dysrhythmia. That's the deal.
I was wondering why my heartbeat felt weird this morning. Welcome, welcome, welcome. This is News and Views from 9 till noon. I'm Joey Clark. Eddie Bader in the studio with me.
Yes, sir.
Jack Campbell should be calling in around 10 or so.
He's good deal.
Still feeling a little under the weather. I talked to him, though, and he sounds better than yesterday. But
good deal.
And the intern we got around here,
yeah,
he's got to be more consistent.
You must have him, like, running laps or something. You must be making him do something for him not to be here right now.
Well, that's what he gets for not following the rules.
That's right.
You know, if you got any young kid, kids out there, high school, going into college, and want to intern, just, I'm cool.
Yeah.
I'm a taskmaster.
Oh, right.
Yeah, don't give me power.
And don't forget, you do have the wooden paddle still here.
I do. Yeah. Yeah, I've got that southern wood right over there.
Yeah.
And it abides. Or you better abide, or it will make you abide.
It will make you abide.
No, and I think that's a good way to start here, Eddie. We want to have fun here on a Friday. 272-9228. 272-9228. That's the number to call if you want to join in on the fun. But as you look at the news and the news cycle, most of it is no fun at all.
No, it's kind of depressing here at times.
Yes, and so we can start with depressing, I suppose, and then work up to fun.
Okay, well, it's easy to start there. There's plenty of that.
For instance, this is very depressing.
Oh, boy.
It's from the Los Angeles Times, number one.
Oh, boy.
So that's depressing enough that we're reading something from the Los Angeles Times.
Yep.
But here's the headline. Americans. Not Asians, mm-hmm. not Chinese, not Koreans.
Right.
Not Saudis. But Americans
mm-hmm.
are having less sex now than they did 20 years ago.
Well, they didn't call me, but...
but maybe it's higher quality. It's less, but, it's a quantity quality thing.
Yeah, I was going to say, do we all would rather have quality than quantity? And most things, I would say yes.
Right, and the story reads, as if we didn't have enough to worry about, a new study reports that Americans are having less sex now than they did at the turn of the century. Now, but the Supreme Court's redefined what sex means, S-E-X, sex.
Okay.
And so are we going with the redefinition of this, or are we talking about, making babies.
Yeah, I would think the redefinition would mean we are having more because it opened it up.
Yeah, it did. It broadened the whole idea. There's the intern.
About
late,
time.
As always. Almost like he told me he was going to be late.
Right.
It's still inexcusable.
I agree.
Mr. Intern the Tim, did you know that Americans are having less sex than they did 20 years ago?
What?
So we got a pandemic. We got a presidential election. We got the economy all cratered. We got the rise of China. And now people are having less sex. What's going on, America? Land of the free, home of the brave. And you would think, since all the liberation efforts of the 60s and the 80s, well, no, then the whole thing happened.
I need to see your
80s.
Sources there, Jim.
Los Angeles Times. Yeah. Well, but here's the deal. When you actually break it down, the evidence comes from the General Social Survey, which is conducted every other year by the National Opinion Research Center at the University of Chicago. Survey participants were asked how often they'd had sex in the past year and how many partners they'd had it with. Oh, my. I wonder if everybody's telling the truth.
That's where I'm wondering. Is there a lot of not-so-honest people in there?
Well, I wonder if there are certain folks that lower their number.
Right.
Only one partner, of course.
Yeah.
And then there are certain folks that elevate their number, inflate it.
Right. Yeah. Especially the married ones, right?
Yeah, it's called being married or single. But responses from a nationally representative sample of nearly 10,000 men and women ages 18 to 44. So this doesn't include a lot of our listening audience.
No, ma'am.
No, it does. It does. No, I'm sure the boomer and Gen Xers are just fine. But young people here, about half of the adult survey between 2016 and 2018 said they had sex at least once a week. That includes 46% of men and 53% of women. Well, women, talk about inequality and inequities between the sexes. Women have the men beat when it comes to sex.
Well, a lot of times they are in control.
Well, it's just common sense. Think about it.
Okay.
Like, any woman, for the most part.
Okay.
can walk into a bar, and if she, it doesn't have to be a bar, it could be a grocery store. Yes. Men are this terrible.
You're right.
Yeah, you could be wearing a mask, they could be wearing a mask. If women want it, they can get it. Doesn't mean it's going to be high quality or worthwhile or that you should. But even the best-looking man can walk into a bar and often get turned down.
Oh, yeah, there's odds there.
Are you speaking from experience, or is this just...
No. I'm a hermit. Oh, okay. I always get turned down. Do not underestimate my ability to repel women.
In his own bar, he gets turned down.
Right. So, at the other end of the spectrum, 16.5% of men said they had not had sex in 12 months.
Jesus.
In the year 2000 to 2002, that two-year period... Only 9.5% of men said they had been celibate for a year. The younger men were, the more likely they were to abstain from sexual activity. In 2016 to 2018, 30.9% of men between ages 18 and 24 said they hadn't been sexually active for at least a year. 30% of 18 to 24-year-olds. That
doesn't seem very accurate numbers.
Maybe, but I think it's there's a certain thing going on with college, let's just say. And also, we're living in an era where we are more woke, and I'm not saying that ironically, to things like sexual assault, harassment, you know, reporting these things. You know, we are still in the Me Too era, so to speak.
Yeah, yeah.
I bet this has some effect on that, where people are just...
But the Me Too era was more of an unwanted...
Right. But how do you advance to somebody? I think there are people, especially young men, who are idiots anyway.
Oh, yeah.
Right. Think back to when you were 18 or 19, all gentlemen out there. Most of the time, we're idiots. So you try to any sort of, you know, advance, even if it's like the, I would like to court your daughter. It's like, that was unwanted. Okay, so I think there are a lot of guys, a lot of fellas at a young age who are just sitting it out. In fact, 30%. That's crazy. So this is depressing, just downright depressing.
Yeah, and now that I think about it, I'm running through some people I know in my head, and yeah, they're kind of on the sidelines.
Right. Well, I'm going to go ahead and throw it out there, too. I mean, when I was 18, you didn't have the internet on your phone, and I think pornography might play a little piece in it.
Yeah, that's true.
I will say with the internet... And Grindr and all the...
Tinder.
Yeah,
and
it's made things a lot more available.
So
you don't have to go to the bar.
That's true.
You know?
But people are doing it less. So I don't know. I'd imagine there are all these married couples out there listening, though. And the joke is, you know, it never happens. But no, I think they're fat and happy for a reason. Welcome to Alabama. You say we have an obesity problem? No, we say we're just happy.
Fat, dumb, and happy, baby.
272-9228. Before I keep babbling about this, let's go to Penny.
Penny Lover?
Hey, Penny.
Hey, good morning, Joey.
Good morning.
Hey, guys. I'm so glad you started the day off like this. Sexercise is so important to quality of life. Of course, you know I'm a nurse. Mm-hmm. So you have to mix a little sex and your exercise together. It's called sexercise.
Okay.
And it does increase longevity of life. It increases blood flow to your brain and your genital area.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it just relieves stress, period. And if you look at all of the riots, that's probably what's wrong with all them. They have not released any of their aggression.
Brother, get a prescription? How do we get this doctor's order on this? Can we get a prescription
for this? Sexercise, and I would love to write you a prescription for it.
All right.
What's so funny is most men, you know how you said 18-year-olds are pretty dumb? I agree.
Yeah.
You know what's so funny is most men do not know how to voice their needs, and it's so hilarious. I had a conversation. I sat down with my husband. I said, you know what? I can't read your mind. I don't know when you're sexually frustrated, so you need to learn how to ask for it. The thing is, I probably should have rethought that before I educated him on that, because now I can't get him to stop telling me.
No, I have a friend who has a cat, and every few hours, that cat's back by the cupboard. Meow, meow. I want a treat. I want that catnip. It sounds like you...
That pussy cat is trying to tell you something.
Yeah.
Trying to communicate her needs to you.
Well,
but you know, it's an important part of life. There, you know, it's so important for relationships to really prosper. I really believe you have to be on the same page for all of your basic needs, and it's an important part of life. God gave it to us for a reason.
There you go.
True.
We are social human beings, and yes, sex is a part of our life. For your mind, body, and spirit to be healthy, you really need to have all of that. And so, hey, I'm giving you an order. Go out and exercise this weekend.
Yes, ma'am.
Thanks, Penny.
Based on nurse's orders. Thank you.
That is nurse's orders, and I'm going to do the same. You guys have a great weekend.
Great weekend. So all these people have been asking, you got big weekend plans. You're fanning yourself off, intern?
Oh, yeah, sorry. It's just a little
all these people, I said, you have big weekend plans, and they all say, no, not doing anything, but they say it way too smugly.
Right.
Like, I'm just going to hang out with the hubby or with the girlfriend or with the wife, and they smile very smugly, and I'm sitting over here going, wait, doesn't sound like nothing. Nothing shouldn't leave you that happy. But here, let's go to the phones to talk to Steve. Hey, Steve.
Good morning. What a stimulating topic.
Yes, sir. Or not so much for young men.
Yeah.
Hey, you know what some mother told some young male, it probably affected him, stop that or you're going to go blind.
Dr. Benjamin Rush of the Revolution said so.
That's probably part of the problem right there. Hey, every good man needs a Penny Lane nurse.
Yeah.
Yes.
Amen.
Agreed.
You know, you can pick up the phone, call her. What do you recommend? The nurse with the mostest. What do you recommend for this weekend? I mean, you know, she could start a whole thread of people on Facebook, you know, needing advice, guidance, and direction.
Well, and it's good to be able to vocalize your needs, so to speak. I've already realized bringing this up, I'm walking through a minefield here on these FCC
regulatory. No pun intended.
Yeah.
Hey, you know, I think the greatest person to give us the definition of sex was our former president, Bill Clinton.
Oh, yeah, right.
I mean, he defined it for us. And so, you know, we know beyond a shadow of a doubt that smoking a cigar and eating a pizza,
mm-hmm.
you know.
And watching that, like a Civil War documentary. Yeah.
There you go. So, I mean, there should be no confusion about this because the federal government, the highest authority in the land, the president of the United States, gave us guidance and direction on this.
Right. Right.
Well, you know, another thing, I just don't, I don't think that poll is, and I'd like to know the pool of people that they polled and where they are mm-hmm. and who they are, you know.
10,000 people from all over the country.
Well, you know, you're not taking into consideration that when Viagra came along, mm-hmm. you reintroduced a whole population of men back into the game.
Well, and now recently, I think in the last few years, the patent was up. So now there's all these generic alternatives.
Yeah, and men are more active now. They're living longer. They're more athletic. They you know, keep their bodies in shape. So I'm just wondering about that poll. But anyhow, I think it's a great topic to start the weekend off. And
yes.
Penny is she is a nurse with a mostest, and I think she is a very, very fine source of information.
And Steve, great call. I always love your calls, whether on this topic or others. Before you go, though, could you say poll for me one last time?
Yes, poll. You know.
Thank you, Steve.
Ring around the pole, around the rosy, all that stuff. Yeah. Thank you.
All right.
272-9228.
American Airlines to book planes to capacity starting July 1st. We'll stuff them on in there, American Airlines.
July 1st?
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. Well, I think they're already making people wear masks. It's already an uncomfortable experience without a mask on most of the planes. Yeah.
Well, in all seriousness on this, on these numbers about sex, for instance, men 25 to 34, my age range, the proportion who went at least a year without it doubled from 7% in 2000 to 2002 to 14% in the 2016 to 2018 time period.
You guys are just lazy.
No, I think in all seriousness, what's happening is, number one, the rules around dating, these sorts of things, they've become only blurrier and blurrier. Like, asking people out, what are we going to go do? Because of the social media apps, I think also because of access to adult content, so to speak, online. People, you know, take care of it themselves. And also, think about men are the ones, I think, in the changing economy who have been hit pretty hard in terms of wages and ability to make a living. And as much as you say, oh, that's playing into stereotypes, you need the patriarch to be the breadwinner. Well, what women out there want to date some guy who doesn't even have a job or has a dead-end job?
I'm gonna blame it on the soy lattes. I think there's too much soy in our diets, and it's creating a little extra estrogen there. And
you guys are younger than me, so
I don't have any issues. I'm good.
I just think not you guys in particular, but men are gotten lazy. Look at the opportunity that I could never have to chase women through my phone, and we still got it done.
Yeah,
I think. Maybe the soy lattes is something to
I'm
do
just
with
going
it.
With slowing, the soy lattes.
It's slowing them down.
I don't drink soy lattes, but...
But of course not.
A lot of guys my age are drinking
soy
lattes.
I can tell. You're a very manly man. You're
absolutely.
Soy latte kind of guy.
No,
it's just that... I think the world changing, so to speak, has thrown everything up there. What is your trusted news source now, other than News Talk, of course? News Talk, 93.1 FM
Playboy
WAC.
Magazine. Hmm? Playboy Magazine. You don't get your news from Playboy Magazine?
No.
There's part of the problem right there.
You do?
It's for the articles.
The articles actually are pretty good.
Thank you.
Well, and they used to be really hard-hitting. Now it's more...
Yeah.
Yeah. It's gone into the same... my point is that society's changing a lot, and it's no wonder that on all social activity, like, there aren't as many people joining bowling leagues, there aren't as many people... Yeah. Joining the Rotary Club. There isn't as much civic community activity, and I think put in that same basket of social activity, people interacting in this way. So
we're breeding a bunch of introverts.
Come on, America.
Yeah.
Come on, America. We can do better than this, especially all you young people out there. So now go have consensual great times here this weekend. 272-9228, 272-9228.
What you doing this weekend, Joey?
Nothing.
You want to go camping?
No, not with you. Not with you. More news and views when we come back. This hour of news and views brought to you by Dan Black Studios. 279-6036, 279-6036. You can get 50% off on all those old analog videos transferred to digital file or DVD. You got to call Dan Black Studios at 279-6036. More news and views when we come back.
All the headlines the mainstream media won't touch. Your News Talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Once upon a time, if you had a water leak under your house or a broken drain line, the only solution was to dig. Don't dig a hole. Call Cole. Cole Plumbing can repair any damaged or leaking pipes without digging in most cases. Cole Plumbing relines, repairs, and renews your pipes and with minimal interruption to your routine. All work comes with a limited warranty. Call Cole Plumbing today at 279-8919. And remember, you don't have to dig a hole. You can call Cole. Call 279-8919 today.
Traditionally, plumbers repair defective water, sewer, drain, and other pipelines by digging holes, breaking into floors, slabs, or walls. This type of destruction is a last resort at Cole Plumbing. With our unique pipelining technology, we can eliminate demolition that causes extreme inconvenience, disruption, and expense. Also, it's safer. So don't dig a hole. Call on Cole at 279-8919 or find us at coleplumbing.com. You'll be pleased you did. And remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
Presenting 8 great reasons to rely on C-Square Performance Automotive. Reason 1, we do it all, from brakes to motors and transmissions, oil changes, and more. Reason 2, C-Square has all brands of tires. Reasons 3 through 6, great people like Chris Bowers, Duke Jones, Heather Walker, and Ricky Adams. Reason 7, free pickup and delivery in the downtown area. And Reason 8, trust. You will trust us, and your car will love us. C-Square Performance Automotive, 715 Madison Avenue.
Hi, this is Bo Goodson from the Goodson Group with the Real Estate Minute.
Although we've all had to weather the pandemic storm of closed businesses and stay-at-home orders, houses are being sold at a surprisingly rapid rate here in our area. Our first quarter sales locally and statewide set new records again. According to Alabama Center for Real Estate, the statewide demand is up 7% for homes, and sales are up by record numbers. Just this week, we had multiple offers on our listing in Millbrook. It sold in days, not weeks or months. And as we have done since 2004, we have shot videos of homes for those who can't be present to see them. I sent videos to several of my out-of-state customers who need to move to our area but can't travel to see the homes in person. For more details of selling or buying a home, call the Goodson Group at 551-0225. That's 551-0225. Or email me, bogoodson@charter.net.
It's so easy to lose track of time or even keep up with what day it is sometimes during this viral outbreak.
You're right. By the way, Adams Drugs called and reminded me I needed a refill on one of my medications, and I'm so glad they did. I would have been out of that medication the next day.
Oh, I need to call and check on a refill for myself as well. You know, we've been going to Adams Drugs for a long time, and I really trust them.
I trust them as well. The customer service is excellent. The prescriptions are ready when we get there. And when we can't pick them up, they deliver them right to the house.
They're more than a pharmacy to me. They're more like family. The staff at Adams knows my name when I walk in the door and have even called to wish me a happy birthday.
Yeah, they go the extra mile. You know, during this time of uncertainty, it's comforting to know that Adams Drugs will be there for us when we have questions about our prescriptions.
Adams Drugs, your locally owned Health Mart pharmacy, is offering even better over-the-counter pricing and high-quality products as well. Visit us at adamsdrugs.net for the location nearest you.
Your News Talk place to be. The Dan Morris Show, noon till 3. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
This afternoon, we've seen a whole lot of table banging.
It's not just about sex.
Thank you, Lindsay. Thank you, Senator Kurz. Welcome back to News and Views from 9 till noon. I'm Joey Clark. Eddie Bader in the house. Intern the Tim here as well. 272-9228 if you want to call in. 272-9228. Protesters vowed to tear down Emancipation Memorial in D.C.
Yeah.
Is this the one with Lincoln standing over the slave rising up?
That's the one.
That was, I think, built with donations.
From former slaves.
From freed slaves.
Yeah.
What in the world?
Education, man.
That's absolutely crazy. You know, we start off with this conversation about people not having enough sex, and it can be silly. We can have a lot of fun with it. But I think it does talk about all the tumult, all the crazy change in our times, and it's making people feel more like, hey, we got to, you know, hold back. People seem to be more isolated. And the other one is this battle over people seem isolated over history, or they want to define history in very reductionist terms, that you reduce down all of American history to the bad parts of the history, let's say. Or you reduce down certain figures in history to just their sins, so to speak. I think if Jesus came back today and said, those of you without sin, cast the first stone, well, that, he better duck. Like, I mean, my goodness. Yeah. Like, it is just crazy right now. All these folks who think I'm pure, at least I'm on the right side of the cause. There's no such thing as forgiveness. And all this history that came before me, well, those were just terrible, benighted, evil people. I'm enlightened. Yeah, good luck with that. As you tear things down. As I said before, earlier this week, it's easier to take a crap than build a toilet.
Very true.
And so for all of you wanting to tear things down and change things, what's your recommendation? What's the alternative? Now, for instance, I saw a little town in Minnesota. They want to change their Christopher Columbus statue to a statue of Prince. All right, let the town vote on it. Not the worst thing in the world, but you're going to have to reckon with the Italian population there in that little town. But you're supposed to do these things so-called the right way. And for it, it's just frustrating. And as we come up on July 4th weekend, not this weekend, but next, I wonder how many folks are going to be actually reflecting on our nation's history and what it's all about. Because I think that's what we need to reflect on. That for all the imperfections, for all the contradictions, that the folks who said things were quite aware of, a lot of the founders understood the contradictions in saying all men are created equal, and yet you still have this institution known as slavery. They understood it was wrong. It had been with the human race, unfortunately, for a long time. Now, racial slavery doesn't start till like the 1600s, late 1500s, 1600s. Most of slavery's history in human history was like bad luck. Like, you got beat in a war, now you're a slave. Or we took over your town, now you're a slave. Or we caught you on the highway, whatever. Now, you know, and it wasn't based on any particular thing. You occasionally had certain situations where it was more ethnic, and it could be along racial lines. But explicit racial slavery comes about in the 1600s. And so for our founders to reckon with that, to try to put into the Constitution, according to, say, like Frederick Douglass, the Three-Fifths Compromise, in order to take away power from slave-owning states. I mean, I hope we reflect on the liberty that has been with the system. I hope we reflect on this constitutional order that has been from the beginning. And that we don't completely destroy it in our move for purity or whatever the hell it is that's going on in the streets right now. Because, again, I'll have a discussion all day, every day, about changing the names of schools here in Montgomery. It's great. We had a long, great discussion with Will Dismukes yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
When you start saying that we want to tear down the Emancipation Statue, what in the world is actually motivating you?
Dude, there was another one where they wanted to tear down all Jesus statues that are white.
Oh, yeah, and break stained glass windows, right. And...
Really? What's our end result there?
272-9228. Let's go to David. Hey, David.
Hey, guys. How are you?
Oh, all right. You know, think about history, people tearing things down and not having enough sex. So normal Friday morning.
Well, you know, the funny thing is I just read a survey a couple months ago about young men, of which my son is one. He's, 30 years old. Mm-hmm. And tall, handsome, blonde-haired, blue-eyed Air Force officer. Women love him to death.
Sure.
And he would rather sit around and binge on video games all weekend than go on a date.
That's another thing.
One of the big complaints that women have today, dating-wise, is that men would rather play video games than go on a date.
Now, is that a problem with the men or the women?
Well, yeah, I mean... Either or, but, you know, there's not near as much social interaction as there used to be because of the internet, because of video gaming, because of dating services, stuff like that. I mean, there's just not people actually going out and meeting other people and talking and conversing and building relationships. And, you know, that's one of the downfalls of the internet, I think, in our society.
But you don't have to anymore when you come up with these apps. It's just the app called Smash. I mean... Come on.
Oh, Lord.
Right.
Right. Is that to go tear down statues?
Yes. That's how everybody's getting connected.
Yeah, I actually know a couple of my friends. In fact, my only friends that are about my age that are single are huge video gamers.
Yeah.
That's
true. I forgot about that. And you're right. I know a lot of the younger guys, even some in their early 40s, are still their weekend at home is, binging on video games and frozen pizza.
And you'd have to ask the individual person, but it's like, it could be habits you just get into and you get in that groove. And I'll just be blunt as a guy. It does take something to go ask somebody out. And then you got to spend money. It's not like, there's no cost or risk to the situation or to that endeavor. It's probably one of the greatest adventures left to men today. I mean, it's not like we're out there, exploring the world and going on these massive, campaigns of war and whatnot. It's really getting married, falling in love. That's the one major risk people take. And I suppose there are a lot of young men who'd rather stay at home, be comfortable, than take any risk.
Yeah, absolutely. Switching gears, if I could, real quick, to the last subject you were just talking about. You know, it's interesting because if you talk to a lot of, especially younger black people, say under the age of 30, mm-hmm. that you know, and for some reason they seem to believe that, you know, enslavement only happened like here in America and like it didn't happen any place else. And, you know, if you throw out, well, have you ever heard of the Ottoman Empire?
Yeah. Right,
and they're like, what? Yeah. Where, you know, Africans from North Africa enslaved, raped, pillaged, murdered and enslaved millions of, you know, people over the course of, you know, a couple hundred years under the Ottoman Empire. And they have no clue what that's about. And, you know, if you explain to them that most societies through history, countries have at one point or another experienced enslavement to one, you know, country or another, you know, when you look at the Roman Empire, the Assyrians, the Persians, the Medes, the Ottomans, you know, the British Empire, half of the countries today who, like us, who celebrate a Independence Day, half of those Independence Days are involved around the British Empire, getting freedom from them.
Right.
So, you know, virtually everyone in the world at some point or another was enslaved for a period of time. And yet people, for some reason here, have not been educated about that or choose to ignore it and don't even want to talk about it.
Well, David, one thing I've actually noticed is when I've brought up that exact same fact, a lot of times I'll get hit with the, you know, you're insensitive, you're trying to change the subject, it's about Black lives, and you kind of... You're sort of shot down immediately, and I don't know if it's whether they don't want to hear the facts or their agenda is much more important than anything you have to say, whether it's absolutely 100% true or not.
Well, and the corollary is that this has happened throughout human history, and it is the unique philosophy of the West, in particular, sort of this idea of classical liberalism, of liberty for the individual, a nice marriage of, you know, the Greek and Roman with Christian faith, hope, and love. And, you know, we're all made in the image and likeness of God. It's this message that led to people giving their lives to end it here in this country. And then led people to say, hey, not enough. We need to keep pushing forward. And I think, I hope on good days, it's what motivates people to keep pushing forward and be so concerned about it. But I also worry that there are folks that want to completely put aside the history of people striving to end this in a generation or two. Yeah. That's incredible stuff.
It is. And we'll I'm fortunate because, you know, whenever I've gotten in discussions about that, just like you were saying, you know, that they try to change the subject or, of course, you're automatically called a racist, you know, for bringing up, you know, blacks enslaving, you know, other people of other nationalities over the course of history. And, you know, if you bring up modern day, if you say, do you realize that there are black Muslims who are enslaving today? Black Christians in southern Sudan.
Correct.
And again, they look at you like, you're just making that up. Mm-hmm. And it's like, no, it's been going on for about three decades now. You know,
The point is not, oh, look at them, they did it too. The point is, no, human nature and human society has always been marked by this injustice.
Yeah.
And there has always been exploiting classes of people, unfortunately. And it took the unique philosophy of the West to change that. And we didn't do it perfectly. And it's taken each new generation to move the ball forward, so to speak.
Right. But,
and that's when I think about the 4th of July coming up. I think about, okay, let's have the, at least can we agree that, say, the Declaration of Independence was a promissory note to every human being?
Right.
Can we at least agree to that? It was this great aspirational thing that even when Jefferson wrote it, knew we weren't fully living up to it.
Right.
But it should be something that inspires rather than something that somebody looks at and goes, ah, just hypocrisy. Doesn't mean anything. And the way we have real freedom is we control certain groups of people through the government. And, I don't buy that. But, David, we gotta run. Great call.
Okay,
thanks, David.
272-9228. Folks, this part of the program brought to you by Heirloom Jewelers. Y'all give Troop Booth over at 6948 Vaughn Road. That's the location for Heirloom Jewelers. Y'all give him a call. 260-0066. He is looking to buy your jewelry. If you got a bunch of jewelry laying at home, you never wear it. Maybe it was handed down and, you know, you never really think about it anymore because you never wear it. Well, you can turn that jewelry you never use anymore. Maybe it's out of style, out of fashion. And you can turn that jewelry into cold, hard cash. Cash. So call Troop Booth at 260-0066. Set up an appointment. Bring in your jewelry items. He'll give you an appraisal. And if you agree on the value right then and there that he gives you, you'll get paid right then and there. It's a steal, man. Well, no, it's more like a great deal. Also at Heirloom Jewelers, you can buy fine antique jewelry items, unique one-of-a-kind pieces. Though unique and one-of-a-kind mean the same thing.
Yeah. No. No.
No?
No, you're one-of-a-kind, but you're not unique, Joey.
Thank you for that, Eddie. Well, go talk to Troop Booth about it, because he does have these antique jewelry items. They don't make it like they used to, folks. Whether a ring or a necklace or a bracelet, maybe you want to surprise that significant other so you can have sex again if you haven't had it in 6 or 12 months.
Why are you looking at me, Joey?
I didn't look at you, Eddie. If you want to confess. Again, folks, Heirloom Jewelers, whether you're looking to buy or sell your jewelry, 260-0066. Call Troop Booth, set up an appointment so you get that one-on-one experience there in the showroom at 6948 Vaughn Road. Thank you to Troop Booth and Heirloom Jewelers for being a great sponsor here of News and Views. More News and Views when we come back. 272-9228 if you want to get in.
Or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings 6 till 9 and afternoons 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Hi, this is Larry Stevens from Montgomery Paint and Body. For over 35 years, the Turner family at MPB has been repairing your vehicles good as new, maybe better, after a collision. And for just about all those 35 years, I've entrusted my vehicles to MPB because I know they will do it right. Donnie, Holly, and Brandon Turner are open at this time to take care of your vehicle repairs. But a lot has changed since MPB opened their doors. Insurance companies do things differently when it comes to a claim for body repair. To help save time, MPB asks that you call ahead to schedule an appointment to come in. By doing so, they can discuss your provider's procedures and save time when you stop in and help get your repairs moving quicker. For me and thousands of others, from little fender benders to total body repair, MPB has repaired our vehicles good as new, maybe better. The Turner family is praying that everyone stays safe from COVID-19, but they also pray your drives are safe. When you need Montgomery Paint and Body, call 279-7325. That's 27REC with a W.
Hi, Rich Thomas for the Depot Furniture Gallery, which has recently expanded inside of Prattville Pickers. They have absolutely the best selection and prices when it comes to rustic and cottage-style furniture in central Alabama. The Depot has many different pieces to choose from, including pub-style tables, dining room sets, coffee tables, entertainment centers, bedroom sets with nightstands, and many unique style accessories to make any home's decor the center of conversation. Sliding barn doors, smooth or rustic wood finish, the choices are endless. Follow the Depot Furniture Gallery on Facebook to always see some of the latest arrivals. New inventory is arriving regularly. Come visit the Depot Furniture Gallery inside Prattville Pickers, 616 Highway 82 West. Other locations include over 3,000 square feet at Angels Antique Mall in Opelika. Visit thedepotfurnituregallery.com. Or call 380-3300.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking. Truckers, listen up. Would you like to be home every weekend and two nights during the week? Then you need to get in contact with Wiley Sanders Trucking, one of the nation's largest. Family-owned, family-operated. Wiley Sanders cares about you and your family. Wiley Sanders Trucking. Call him today.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. Finally today, the storms will start to thin out a bit. Not as many to go around. Widely scattered afternoon and evening storms. High temperature around 91. Tonight's low 72. New wrinkles in the Saturday forecast. Scattered showers and thunderstorms will spike up again, a little bit more numerous than today. High around 90. A couple of stronger storms possible with damaging wind gusts. More scattered afternoon storms on Sunday, and the rain chances actually go up again next week. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Do you have a Class A CDL license and at least 6 months driving experience with a good record? Jimmy and Darius Transport specializes in hotshot. Their trailers are 3 to 5 car haulers, and they have immediate openings for qualified drivers. Earn $1,500 per week, 50% of your health insurance paid, paid vacations that grow to 3 weeks after 3 years, quota bonuses, and much more. Jimmy and Darius Transport is also looking for dispatchers. Call Jimmy and Darius Transport at 241-6414. That's 241-6414.
Who likes paying membership fees to shop? Not me. That's why I shop U.S. Foods Market Store. You might remember them as Sunday Dinner Direct. There are no membership fees, and it's open to the public. They're easy to shop with because they're super friendly, conveniently located in the middle of town, and parking is a breeze. Best of all, when I shop at U.S. Foods Market Store, I save money for my family. That's important to me.
U.S. Foods Market Store, formerly Sunday Dinner, located at 5455 Atlanta Highway. Open Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. U.S. Foods Market Store. We help you make it.
Hi there, I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage.
And I'm Madeline Cannon, and we understand what it means to serve. As children of military veterans, we are committed to providing our service members with the very best mortgage rates and experience.
Our community is full of veterans that would benefit from a VA interest rate reduction refinance loan, IRRL for short. For those veterans who currently have a VA loan, this program is reserved exclusively for you.
We can lower your rate and lower your payment with no appraisal or income documentation required. You'll even skip a month payment, maybe two.
An Army veteran purchased a home in Pike Road just over a year ago. We were able to drop her interest rate over a point and save her $418 a month with a VA interest rate reduction loan. Folks, if you have a VA loan, you owe it to yourself to pick up the phone.
Call Alabama Home Mortgage today at 567-4223 or visit us online at myalabamahomemortgage.com. Call Alabama Home Mortgage because there is a difference in mortgage companies.
NMLS 1586-368, Equal Housing Lender.
We get Montgomery talking 24 hours a day. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Welcome back to News and Views from 9 till noon. 272-9228 if you want to get on the program. Again, this hour of News and Views brought to you by Dan Black Studios. You can get, again, we're running out of time, 50% off for the month of June. But you got to do it before June is up. Call Dan Black Studios at 279-6036, 279-6036. Be sure to tell them you're News and Views listener and say, hey, can I get this old VHS, this old 8mm film transferred to a digital format? And they'll say yes, and they'll do it to for you at 50% off. Also, those old tape cassettes, those favorite albums on tape, or even those old CDs can be transferred to a little thumb drive, now compatible with all sorts of new car stereos. And also, they just do basic video production, whether you're looking to have raw video footage edited or you're looking for video production from the ground up. Dan Black Studios has you covered. Over 30 years, I believe 38 years here in the River Region, serving the community. Now is the time to spend your money locally. Don't go on some online service or big box store. Go to the place you can trust. Over nearly four decades of service. Nearly four decades of service at Dan Black Studios. So you'll call them today, 279-6036, 279-6036, or go to danblackstudios.net. All right, let's go to the phones, and let's talk to Randall. Hey, Randall.
Morning, man. And, you know, God always, he knows when to put it on. I'm telling y'all, Dan Black, y'all better call and get the spot for that 50% off.
Yep.
That man handed me $1,200 to go spend. He didn't say I had to spend it with him. He said, yeah, here's $1,200 back. Go spend it wherever you want to. And the thing about it is you kind of go with what Dan Black does. Like I said on Greg, what's going on today? If you want to pass your history on your grandkids and not let your own kids do your character in a bad light, go ahead and get all this stuff on a digital thumb drive. All you take from the ball games where they say you're the butthole at the ball games, but really it was just showing love for your kid. And see, you can pass that down to your grandkids, and your own kids can't get in the way of that.
Right.
You got the history on the thumb drive.
But,
and so
we're short on time, so what's on your mind, Randall?
Oh, man, the sex thing. Let's just stay with it. Because people, I'm going to tell you, I wouldn't have been. I made a deal with my daughter because of what happened in marriage, and I got divorced when she was in third grade. And I made a deal with her that I wouldn't date. She said, I won't date, you won't date. I said, okay. Hmm. Well, she gets about 12 or so, and I kind of loosened that because I knew that was wrong. I've been digging deep and, you know, studying in the Bible, Hebrew, changing, going back, changing, seeing what words they changed meaning of. Mm-hmm. And God said controlled nature. He wasn't, you can control your own nature. He wasn't talking about a daggone hurricane and stuff. He was talking about your inside. He gave it to you, but he also gave you other stuff to change the world with. And if you can't control nature, then yeah, you should back down the hatches. And I ain't say get married, but you do what you do. But if you can control it and you can put your mind and matter and time and energy to something more productive than this for two people, then you can change the world. Look at all that time and energy and all these calls. Everybody's so happy about it, but we can't look that way at something else. God said, if you can control nature, you can change the world. If you can't control it, just lay up in the bed. You know what I mean? And I cut my dog. I want to tell y'all, they should date. I'm not saying people shouldn't date, but you cannot give your time and energy to that woman like she needs if you're trying to do change the world. Two things don't go together. And I learned that, and so I cut my dog. I like, the deal's over. This is on me, but I'm going to show you I can control it. I ain't had sex going on 6 years now. So my wife was the last one. And, I mean...
But this was your choice.
Yeah, it's my choice. My there choice. My choice. I'm not throwing the Bible in nobody's face, but a lot of people
Well,
do.
Randall, I hear you, and I got to run because I'm trying to get one more call in before the top of the hour here, but... I'll just say this. Here's the change in the world, and if men like you and I are going to try to do great things and change our world, here's to a passionate celibacy along the way. Thank you, Randall.
Hey, there you go, baby.
Hey, take care, Randall.
Chris. Hey, Chris.
I don't know how to follow that up, man.
Good luck.
I don't even know where I'm going to go. So, my bottom line is... I just don't understand why middle age or even young men play, you know, video games for 12 and 14 hours straight. The sad part is that they'll play video games for that long, but they can't even crank up a lawnmower.
Right.
Mm-hmm. I mean, we've lost so much because of video games and media. It's unbelievable. I mean, the generation, I got some people I know, their boys can't even jack up their car to change a tire.
Yep.
I mean, it's awful. I mean, the skills we have lost as men is disturbing. You know, and when you're cranking out 14, 12, 14, 16 hours a day playing video games and you're in your 20s, man, I'm not trying to say that that's right or wrong, but man, health-wise, that's awful.
Understand the choice you're making is a pretty good way to put it. Understand what the opportunity costs.
Yeah, the opportunity to what you're losing, what you're missing. I mean, the beautiful days you missed, interacting with people. But I'm not so sure it's all. I mean, I'm a conspiracy guy. I'm not so sure it's all not just a conspiracy to destroy men in this country. Around the world. I mean, I'm not trying to get down to it, but I mean, testosterone levels have gone down. The sperm levels have gone down. I mean, people aren't having children, and you're now obviously not having sex. I mean, it's fundamentally changing this world, and it's all over the place. And you're talking about what's going on as far as, you know, this what we're seeing about these statues being torn down. Well, I mean, this is a communist revolution all over again. This is year zero. They want to tear it all down to the ground. There's a guy on Martha McCallum, the Black Lives Matter guy. Did you see that? I sent that to you.
Yeah, I did. I saw it.
On national television says he goes to